seen, she could not begin to guess. That he had seen something? Something unusual? She was positive. Charles Wallace silently watched her finish making the sandwich, carefully aligning the slices of bread and cutting it in precise sections. I wonder if Mr. Jenkins has ever seen a dragon. Mr. Jenkins was the principal of the village school, and Meg had had her own troubles with him. She had small hope that Mr. Jenkins would care what happened to Charles Wallace, or that he would be willing to interfere in what he called the normal procedures of democracy. Mr. Jenkins believes in the law of the jungle, she spoke through a mouthful. Aren't there dragons in the jungle? Charles Wallace finished his glass of milk. No wonder you always flunk social studies. Eat your sandwich and stop stalling. Let's go and see if they're still there. They crossed the lawn, followed by Fortinbras, the large black, almost Labrador dog, happily sniffing and snuffling at the rusty autumnal remains of the rhubarb patch. Meg tripped over a wire hoop from the croquet set and made an annoyed grunt, mostly at herself, because she had put the wickets and mallets away after the last game and forgotten this one. A low wall of barberry separated the croquet lawn from Sandy's and Dennis's vegetable garden. Fortinbras leaped over the barberry, and Meg called automatically, "Not in the garden!"